Organisations supporting Ukrainian refugees in Ireland have raised concerns about people being evicted from hotel accommodation as a result of what they've described as the Department of Integration's zero-tolerance policy on unsanctioned absences. Following a change in policy last year, people are only allowed to leave in exceptional circumstances. The Department of Integration says that the policy ensures the state only pays for beds that are being used, but does not collect data on the number of people evicted. Lyudmila Shevchenko spoke to our reporter Laura Fletcher about how she and her husband, Anatoly, lost their accommodation in Freshford in County Kilkenny after they travelled back to Ukraine so he could access medical treatment there.
Lyudmila tells me that at 72, Anatoly has a number of health problems, and in March he was admitted to hospital in Kilkenny after a stroke. 3 months later, they travelled to a health centre outside Lviv in western Ukraine. Lyudmila said they informed the same departments and service providers of their plans as they did when they travelled to the same health centre in 2023. But a change in policy meant they had needed to specifically request permission to leave from the Department of Integration's Ukraine Crisis Temporary Accommodation Team. Because they did not, she was informed on her return that she had 24 hours to leave her state-provided accommodation.
I've got a shock. It was so hard for me to understand. Lyudmila tried to appeal this decision about this situation with her accommodation, and also she provided all her documents about Anatoly's health and about all the treatment, what he needed to have, but unfortunately, nothing worked.
Lyudmila is not unique. Unfortunately, there are many, many cases now across the country.
That's Emmeline Spallin, the national coordinator of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum, which is made up of 92 organisations supporting Ukrainian refugees here.
The absence protocol was revised in October 2023, but it's really in the last 3 months that we're seeing it being implemented on a zero-tolerance basis, which means there's no nuance. The Ukrainian people themselves are not often aware of what the rules are or that they've broken them. And unfortunately, the result is quite punitive because they're evicted from their accommodation.
This protocol is in place for the 32,000 Ukrainians who arrived before March of this year, who are living in state-provided accommodation, such as in hotels or guest houses. Before October last year, they could leave for up to 7 days every 6 months. Now they can only leave for a night or more in exceptional circumstances. According to a spokesperson for the Department of Integration, exceptional absence permissions are granted on a case-by-case basis, and they gave examples, including hospitalisation and travel abroad for surgery or other specialist medical care.
The bar for getting permission is extremely high.
Emmeline Spallin again.
So we have a case in one town in south of Ireland where a woman has lost 20 kilos in weight waiting for an important operation. She can get it in Ukraine. She can't get permission to leave here. She's got a letter from her GP. She's on the waiting list of the HSE. She can't get support. She can't get treated here. And they said no. So there's no compassion in that. Like, I think that's what people would find really hard.
It is currently impossible to say how many people have been evicted from their accommodation as a result of this policy, as the department has said that it does not collect this data. If a person wants to leave but doesn't get permission, they can relinquish their accommodation and they'll be offered somewhere else to stay on their return, on the same terms, but not necessarily in the same place. A Department of Integration spokesperson said the absence policy was about proper governance and only paying for empty beds in exceptional circumstances. However, they have confirmed that the policy will be suspended between the 23rd of December to the 8th of January to allow people to travel back to Ukraine over the Christmas period. Back in Freshford, Lyudmila shows me where she lives now. She has a single room in a small shared flat found after a lot of searching and local help.
It was really like a miracle.
But it is bittersweet, as she says there's no room for Anatoly. Lyudmila tells me that his treatment took a few days longer than they expected, so he stayed on when she returned. Now he's gone back to their home in Kherson, a city no longer under Russian occupation, but still on the front line.
Lyudmila wanted to back to Ukraine, but Anatoly said no. It's so dangerous right now, so be in Ireland, I will be in Ukraine.
That's Ludmila Shevchenko ending that report from Laura Fletcher.